Your agency needs to meet certain contracting goals, but when the records kept about those goals are wrong, nobody really knows how anyone's doing. A case in point is the Defense Department Inspector General, who says DOD might have given more than $250 million to ineligible contractors. Specifically, the money was for service-disabled veteran-owned small businesses. Devin Hewitt is a partner at Pretore Law and also a member of the American Legion Small Business Task Force, and she joins us now with her take on the problem.
Morning.
Good morning. You beat me to the punch there. Nice to have you on the show. Thank you. First of all, for us, recap exactly what it is that the DOD IG found.
Well, there were two major conclusions. One was the contract set aside for designated for SDVOSB, Service Disabled Veteran Owned Small Businesses, were not, in fact, awarded to legitimate SDVOSBs. And then the second conclusion was that DOD personnel, generally contracting personnel, were not coding correctly in the federal procurement data system the contracts that were awarded to service-disabled, veteran-owned small businesses.
Okay, so can we break down a little bit, just tackling the first, they weren't awarded to the legitimate, as you said, service-disabled, veteran-owned small business. No wonder they know this as SDVOSB. But why not? I mean, why were they awarded to ones that apparently weren't legit or fakes?
Well, they found that there were two reasons. The first reason was the contracting officers were not checking the central contractor registration database before awarding the contracts. And that's something that they're required to do by the Federal Acquisition Regulation. So they weren't checking CCR before making the award. And had they checked CCR, they would have known that they were not representing themselves as service-disabled, veteran-owned small businesses. The second reason and the major reason was because the IG found that DOD did not have an independent verification process similar to that used by the Veterans Administration, known as CVE. And while the DOD IG found that the DOD process was compliant with existing regulation, they thought that the current process did not adequately screen and ensure that contracts were awarded to SDVOSBs, so the IG ultimately recommended that DOD adopt a process that was similar to the CVE verification process currently used by the Department of Veterans Affairs.
Sounds complicated, but let me back up just a moment and further upstream in this. How does anybody verify that the owner of a business is service disabled in the first place?
Well, there are two different programs. Many people are not aware of that. The Veterans Administration has its own program that benefits veterans and veterans who are contractors, and that's Veterans First. And it benefits both service-disabled, veteran-owned small businesses and veteran-owned small businesses. And in order to participate in that program, companies that are managed and controlled by a veteran must apply to Department of Veterans Affairs and get verified. And then once they are verified, they're listed in something called the VIP database. And once they're in that database, they're entitled to receive awards by the Department of Veterans Affairs that are set aside for SDVOSBs and VOSBs. The second program, and a far larger program, is that is administrated by the Small Business Administration and applies to all agencies except for the VA. And that is only for service-disabled, veteran-owned small businesses. And in order to be eligible to participate in that program, which every agency other than the VA can use, you simply self-represent your status once you log into the CCR and put all your information in. And then again, when you submit your proposal in response to a procurement or RFP that has been set aside for service-disabled, veteran-owned small businesses. So there are two processes. One, you have to be verified. The other one, you self-represent your status.
Yeah, and that's the one that's really could be a lot of trouble, in other words.
Yes, because it's what DOD IG says is that there aren't enough checks and balances on the outside. You're just requiring the company itself to self-certify, and that, you know, is too much self-interest, and it's not an adequate control.
Devin Hewitt is a partner at Pretore Pro Tore law, and she's also a member of the American Legion Small Business Task Force. And we're talking about the results of an Inspector General's report looking into DOD giving some small service-disabled veteran-owned small business set-asides to apparently not legitimate SDVOSBs. So it recommends that DOD does some things that the Veterans Affairs Administration, Veterans Affairs Department rather, is doing. Are they doing things better there? And what are other agencies doing? Are they doing things better than DOD, or are they also finding some of the similar problems?
Well, if you ask veterans, I think that they would say that the Veterans Administration is not doing a better job. It has received a number of complaints, and there have been a number of recent hearings on the Hill about the program, about the delays, and about the lack of thoroughness, or on the other side, the inconsistency in the various determinations on verification. Other agencies all rely on this self-representation program where you simply self-certify. And the GAO, the General Accounting Office, actually did issue a report in October 2009 in which they found that all agencies were not monitoring the program well enough, and that indeed there were many ineligible firms that received contracts set aside for SDVOSBs. Now, there was a response to that. Congress passed the Small Business Jobs Act in 2011, and pursuant to the Jobs Act, now contractors have faced very stiff penalties, including debarment and possibly going to jail for miscertifying. And Congress believes that if you increase the penalties to that level, it will have a chilling effect on those contractors who are inclined not to do their homework and to otherwise certify without being legitimately the status that they claim to be. So the way we have it now is that you've got self-representation, you've got the possible penalties, and indeed there is a third check and balance, and that is size protests. I mean, much like the competitive market, sometimes your worst enemy is your competitor who learns about you and competes against you, and the competitor has the ability, if it does not win a contract award pursuant to one of these programs, to protest and say, I don't think this business is a legitimate small business, or I don't think this business is really owned and controlled by a veteran. SBA, you've got to take a look into it.
Sounds like a new case of a new twist on the stolen valor issue. So federal agencies that want to use these types of contractors, service disabled veterans, what should they do? I mean, the best way to avoid all these problems is to prevent one of them from getting a contract. So how can a regular agency that's not VA verify before they make an award?
Well, they can get a process like the ones that the Veterans Administration has. But as the
why can't they just use the VA database?
Well, I think that that's what VA would like. I think they want to, you know, take it government wide. But the director of the Office of Small Business Programs in DOD responded to this IG report, and he said, you know, first of all, there's a statutory authority that is specific to the Department of the VA and that authorizes VA to do this kind of screening and provides the resources for VA to do that. The other agencies don't have the resources, and it is resource intensive. You have to submit these lengthy applications, and then you have to have people screen them. Sometimes they do site visits. There are a lot of documents that have to be looked at. So it's very lengthy, and it requires a lot of funding and additional personnel.
But it seems like that's a
agencies don't have right now.
But that sounds like a perfect candidate for eliminating government duplication, since one agency that should know, which is VA, has done it already.
Well, that would be true if they assumed that VA was doing it well and accurately. And again, the role that DOD or all the other agencies play, including SBA, is from a different statute. And also keep in mind that CVE has different standards than the program, the SDVOSB program, which is agency-wide. All the definitions and the requirements are not exactly the same. They are similar, but they are not exactly the same. The programs are not identical.
How to take something simple and make it complicated.